Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Lindsay, don't be so uncool.
Don't be so like uncool.
Actually, Lindsay's the cool one. We're the uncool ones because we're the ones in sunglasses inside. But we had to do it for Luann, and one of us opted to be the uncool one tonight. And Lindsay was awesome and brave enough to be the uncool one.
I'll be the uncool one. I can handle it.
She can handle
it.
Oh, we've been waiting all season for this. Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley Daniels here for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. And we got our Luann, don't be so uncool quote tonight with her shades on, all cool. And we are really happy. Who am I here with tonight?
Fern Rone.
Beautiful Fern.
Hey, guys. I'm Lindsay Wagner.
And Megan Stecker. Hi.
And are we on the, can they chat us tonight? Okay, cool. Yeah, so send us your chat questions, and we will try to get to as many as we can throughout this recap. But we do have a lot to recap tonight, which is always a good thing.
So much to recap. And then so much because we want to thank our sponsors who provide AfterBuzz to you guys for free. And our sponsor today is Mazda. And I know, I just want you guys to close your eyes. Because, you know, like, get into it. Feel what I'm saying here. Pretend that you're driving your Mazda down the road. Okay? Because does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, and long ways. They're all there waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn in Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early on Sunday morning for the drive before the traffic does, or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters. And that's what Mazda's telling you, and I hope you guys could picture that before we're being...
I'm picturing it.
You're picturing it?
Oh my
Are we picturing
God.
It
yeah,
today?
I'm totally picturing it.
Dude, yeah, you guys
I got my
proven.
Glasses on. I'm all in the moment right
Sun's
now.
Sun's out.
That's right. You don't know, be all like uncool. Be cool
be
and drive
cool
your
in a
Mazda.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
I'm feeling it, ladies. I'm feeling
Woo.
It.
Okay, and speaking of cool, or should we say uncool in this, I'm telling you, this one was uncool. Not happy tonight with the first thing I see. So we obviously have, Heather and Dorinda, their argument, and Ramona, you know, kind of inserting herself into that. I mean, first of all, we ended, it was like full circle, because we basically ended the way we started tonight. I think there's a certain point where you realize when someone doesn't like someone. And no matter how many times they get over it, there's something there. And we see that, and that's what's going on with Dorinda and Heather. And it's really more Dorinda aggravated at Heather. I don't think Heather really has a problem with Dorinda. But we saw it again tonight. And the uncool part of all that was that Ramona had nothing to do with it, but she shoved herself physically into that fight. Did you guys think that there was a moment where Ramona was going to just stop and actually say, okay, fine, I won't step in? Because she was very persistent. And Heather said, get out. But she just was very persistent. Did you guys think she was not going to, she was going to back out and say, fine, I was.
Well, I think initially Ramona's intentions were purely helpful because she has been her friend for a long time. So she knew that Dorinda maybe needed a little, like a moment or a hug or something like that. But Ramona saying, she needs a timeout from you to Heather.
Right.
Oh, now you're just stirring the pot. Get out of there. Let them talk.
Right.
And she had to be like, I've known her for 15 years. You've only known her for 6 months.
Right.
Complete
unnecessary dig from her, which I didn't appreciate.
And I don't know if her intentions are, I think she just wants to save the day and be the hero and be the center of attention.
Of course.
Can we say that she also did this in the fight with Dorinda and, with Kristen and Bethany later? She inserted herself, said, don't ever, telling Kristen, don't ever talk about Bethany in the press. Yeah. She doesn't like that. Yeah. Why? Why you put your why stir the pot?
So obnoxious.
She does it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just think she's excited. Like, Bethany said it before, and, like, she was kidding, but it's true. I think Ramona gets... Bethany said it about herself, but I'm saying I think Ramona gets excited when she's not fighting. Now I'm taking my sunglasses on. If everybody else took them off, fine. I'll be...
You know what? I felt like it was so dark with them on. I couldn't see you guys.
I would have worn them the whole time. So, yeah, we did see that go on later on. But, okay, so the argument, obviously... The Ramona, the Heather and Dorinda fight occurs, and do you guys have any opinions about that argument? Mm. This is the second kind of half of it, obviously.
I'm just glad that Dorinda admitted that she drank too much.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was an alcohol fight.
Yeah, but I'm a little confused with when Dorinda gets upset and over what and why. I mean, I think a lot of times... It is going on with, like, having a few martinis, but it really is a Heather thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Bethany's impersonation of Dorinda was flawless. Right. Like, don't you pull that, well, you know, all the cursing she threw in there made it so flawless. But, I mean, it's, I don't know what her triggers are. It seems like very repetitive. She says a lot of the same things, but I really don't know what her triggers are.
She said, when someone hurts me, I hurt them back. I fight back. Right. And I was like, I forgot what she was mad at Heather for. She's like, what did Heather do to hurt her besides the mother comment? But before that, she was screaming at her.
We got to look at the words that are coming out of her mouth every time and try to, because I'm confused myself. But the only thing I see a lot that she says is she feels like she's being preached to or talked down to, I think. And I think it makes her feel like Heather is thinking that she's better than everybody else, which... I don't think it's true. I don't think she ever... I actually don't think there's ever really a time where I see Heather... I see Heather do that in general to other people at times, mm-hmm. where she might be preaching a little bit. Not so much negatively, but maybe she's just trying to take the initiative and whatever. But in this case, I don't see that happening ever with Dorinda. But it seems like Dorinda gets aggravated even when Heather does things to other people.
And maybe that's just what she's seeing. She's just seeing kind of that preachy attitude because she does, Heather can get a little bit preachy with it. And Dorinda's take on that was that it seems like she's being self-righteous. And I think that was Dorinda's, and maybe Dorinda had somebody in her life do that. So when she sees that behavior in Heather, that just rubs her the wrong way. Maybe even her husband or something like that. You know, like how some person can like just kind of trigger that and all of a sudden you're reminded of all the things they did. And so you hit the gas and you're ready to fight right away.
But the little bit we've seen of her relationship with her daughter, Dorinda and her daughter, it doesn't seem like it's, I mean, you see the daughter kind of trying to tell her how to live her life in a lot of ways. So I don't know why she's... I mean, I guess because it is her daughter, she's obviously going to react differently. But in general, it doesn't seem like she's always looking for people to, in her life, whether they're her family or not, for them to not preach at her or not be self-righteous in a sense. Because her daughter kind of is.
Absolutely. And maybe she allows her daughter to do this. And so then...
Yes.
Because Heather is doing it, and then she all of a sudden has to snap at somebody because she can't do that to her daughter because she loves her.
Right.
It's easier to snap at a stranger.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, that was an excellent analysis.
You figured the whole thing out tonight. Thank you. Do we have anything left? Come on. Awesome.
Next topic.
Next. Check that off. Well, the next topic's a big one. All right. I want to know, and you guys have to all answer, like, really answer this honestly, because I'm going to be very honest as well. We all have to be super honest. If you woke up, and let's put everything into perspective. You were naked, as Heather said, and, you know, you did not think there was a guy in the next room. And you walked in, you saw a man naked. Would you have been as upset as Heather? Starting with me.
Ooh. I think I could have been. I think I could have been, for sure. But I don't think I would have been crying. Right. I think it would have been more anger and not turn into tears. And I think I would have felt better as soon as I got an apology.
Got it.
And there wasn't any apologizing going on.
So you would have been upset initially. That's your answer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I think, like her, I would have been worried about, like, the violation of him seeing me naked.
Got it.
I don't think I would have been worried about him stealing jewelry and wallets and stuff that they were thinking,
okay.
But...
Okay. What about you, Lindsay? Are you on her side?
I mean, we're all within years of being in college and stuff, 10 years or less, you know, or something close to that.
Right.
Anyway, so we've all kind of been in the situation where you have random guys coming over to the house or boyfriends and stuff like that. So at this point in my life, I may not be bothered by it, but these women are also 10 years older than this. They are 20 years out of college. 10 years or more, 20 years for some of them. So they are out of college, so that's not the norm for them.
Okay, so your
to
answer?
Me, it probably wouldn't bother me. I certainly wouldn't be crying. I certainly wouldn't be crying. Okay. I may be a little upset and say, you should have walked the person out. Be respectful to all of the women in the house and concerned for our well-being. But okay. I wouldn't be upset about it.
So
I
would be, wouldn't be.
I would not have been crying. I wouldn't have been upset about it. But I would have said to her privately, maybe because I watched too much Investigation, Discovery, and Dateline, but like, you don't know this guy. Yeah, you just met him. You don't know him. He could have killed all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, I've really thought about this. I'm going to say I would not have been upset because my personality when I would be with a bunch of girls would be very fun, and I would be, I probably would have laughed. But I also, I am a very, like, in a lot of ways, I'm very fearful of things, like, with, you know, anybody, like I always check the backseat of my car, little things like that, so... But I, in this case, I had, there's cameramen, there's a production company there. Yeah. I wouldn't have been scared. Okay. So, that's just how I would have
They're
been.
They're not going to let anything happen to any of those.
So, majority, we all kind of feel the same way. I mean, you all, you do feel, you know, you would have probably not been upset if, like, if it was, like, production team
and
stuff.
And it had nothing to do with, like, the guy sleeping over. I think it's just the fact that he was naked and I was naked.
Yes.
Is where I would get freaked out. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm just curious what you guys thought, because I can understand being upset, but the tears and, I mean, she... It makes me think, was there something that maybe happened at some point in her life? Maybe that, maybe something triggered. I just can't figure out why you would cry, I guess.
I didn't understand why she was crying.
I don't know. Maybe it scared her. Like maybe, I really don't know. It obviously scared her.
It was
so
great TV.
It was great TV. So I don't know.
It was a super, like just so much of a shock to her that she was nude and that there was a nude man. And she thought maybe he saw everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be. Yeah.
It was just so much shock first thing in the morning. And then none of the other girls wanted to take any responsibility for it.
Right.
She, like, made her so angry, she just cried.
Yeah, maybe she was crying out of frustration. Like, you're, like...
Why does no one understand
me? Yes, exactly.
Right, and I'm wondering if that's, like, reminding her of, like, times where maybe, like, she's been upset about something before and people, like, made it like it wasn't a big deal, which upset her even more. And so she's reacting so upset to begin with because she feels like people aren't going to see her side of the story anyway. So that's what I thought. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, so she comes downstairs... any justification do you guys feel on Ramona's part of kind of just throwing it to Luann?
Ramona was the one to blame in all of this.
Yeah. She got away clean. Oh,
she got away, yeah.
She's really pulling one over on everybody.
Yeah, not Sonia, though. Sonia's calling her up.
I love it.
Sonia's like the what is it called when you're, like, the ref, not the referee, but, like, she's, like, calling all the, she's, like, doing, like, the, well, not referee, what's it called when, like, you call the sports, you're saying whatever he's doing?
She's,
like, she's like sports commentator. She's like commentating. Yeah, they're all fighting. And she's like, and she's going over there. Oh, look at, LeBron is going to get away with everything right now. And she's just, it was so funny. It was so funny. But yeah, I guess Luann, okay, so she goes in and everybody goes in. They yell at Ramona. Ramona stays in bed. But obviously, she could go right back to sleep. She was so not even fazed by the whole situation. She wanted nothing to do with it. And then they all go to Luann. And they do kind of jump into her room.
Yeah.
They are with a camera crew. So I wish Luann would have said that, because then there's more on her side in terms of her trying to stick up for herself. It's like, I didn't even get a chance to put a robe on. You bursted in with the camera crew. That's embarrassing. Because that I can see. If it's just the girls, it's like, oh, maybe not as big of a deal. But
or just saying, ladies, give me 1 minute. I'll be right out to talk to you about this. Just give me a second.
Do you think they would have?
I think these women are still respectful enough of each other that if somebody said, can you give me a minute to quickly get dressed and then I'll meet you outside, not saying, well, I'm not going to talk to you about this now, go talk to somebody else about it, like Ramona did, kind of pushing them away, but saying, I just, let me, give me a second, let me brush my teeth, let me put a robe on, I'll be right out to talk to you.
Right.
You know, I think that would have been, then she could say, you guys burst into my room, you didn't leave, I politely asked you to leave, then she would have something to be frustrated with.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She really didn't do... Yeah. I think she was at that point, like, so confused.
She was embarrassed, too.
Yeah. I feel like Dorinda also kind of... I mean, there's no way she didn't know, because as we heard the story later, they were all in the car together, insisting that the guy stay. Now, that doesn't mean that Dorinda was one of the ones insisting, but Dorinda definitely knew that people came home last night.
Right. The fact that she wouldn't answer their question
And was like, I didn't have my contacts in.
But what does that have to do with your ears?
Exactly. Your ears aren't plugged
in. Yeah. And what Carol was just like... did they bring a man home? Did they bring men home? And there was no answer. And she said,
so if I can't see, it's like, well, if you can't, so you didn't see any men, basically. You didn't have your yeah. contacts in last night. You didn't see what happened. So you couldn't hear when you, obviously, when you can't see, you can hear, clearly. It's like, totally.
Very evasive.
Totally. And then even later on, she kind of skipped it too, and they brought it up again. So Dorinda was too afraid because she saw that, I mean, I think anybody would be afraid if you see somebody screaming about something. You're like, okay, well, I want nothing to do with this. I'm running upstairs.
And Carol, who's normally calm, was upset too. So it was like, this must be serious.
She was upset, but she was acting later like she was very nonchalant, which was like, well, your initial, I think she was initially upset because
I think Heather
was upset.
Totally.
And Luann, who was just very countess-like in the previous argument about the swearing, all of a sudden is like, well, you know, I don't know why you guys would be upset. I wouldn't be upset if that happened. No, they said, wouldn't you be upset if that happened? She says, I wouldn't. What? No, I wouldn't. And it's like, Luann picks and chooses when she wants to be all, like, East Coast and very, like, no, I wouldn't care. And then very, like, no, that's not proper. And it's like, just be who you are. Because I think the real Luann is this Luann. She's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just be that always. You don't need to sometimes put on your countess hat. Like, we, you know, I don't know. How do you guys feel? Do you feel like she's kind of wishy-washy in her?
Yeah, it's inconsistent. Yeah. You can't be someone who says, I don't curse, but I sleep with married men on vacation.
Right. Yeah, because he was married, too. Right. Yeah. I mean, now, did he have a ring on? Maybe this
she might not have known.
This was this was a conversation maybe with production.
She said she didn't know.
She said she didn't know.
Oh, she did say that? Okay.
Did she?
I think she was like, oh, I didn't know. Oh. I guess so. Okay. I guess I did. You know, like, I don't think anyone really would be excited. Yeah, I made out with a married man. Like, no one's going to be excited about that. And you shouldn't be if you are.
Right.
But maybe she really didn't know. Maybe this was something production found out when they interviewed him. Because you know they're signing waivers. Mm-hmm. They're filling all their information out.
Yeah, but they didn't go when they weren't on camera.
But they still have to, just in case they do end up on camera.
You think they do no matter what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, you have that cousin or something that
Yeah, my friend's a producer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So okay. Interesting that they, all right. That's
so maybe production found out, and that's why they said, and then they told the women, and then the women said something to Luann.
Yeah.
Because that's great TV.
Yes. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. Good point.
I wonder if they'll show him in the lost footage.
That's what I'm thinking right now. Thank you for, you literally just took that.
I know. Someone made a small little comment on the side. I don't know if it was Sonia or someone. They were like, oh, well, Luann's guy, like, snuck out without anyone. Like, she got away with it. No one saw him.
Right. Okay. Well, Kristen kind of threw her under the bus saying, you know, he was a married man on camera. I don't think that was necessary to say
Me
on camera.
Either. I thought that was definitely something that she could have gotten in more trouble for with Luann. And I was surprised Luann didn't
Me too.
Go after her about that.
Right. That was
terrible. Maybe she said something off camera to her. Like, that was a low blow.
Hopefully this guy's wife doesn't watch the show, and hopefully his name doesn't ever get out. Because like, he could have like literally ruined his marriage by doing this. But it seems like he's protected so far, obviously. Knock on wood.
Well, it's probably not his first time doing it.
Yeah, very true.
Unfortunately.
Very true. So I guess the question is, you know, she's saying, you know, be cool, don't be all uncool. Is it cool? Is it uncool to react the way Heather and Carol did?
I think they went a little over the top, like crying, bursting into the room with the camera people. She could have been naked.
I do, too.
They could have done to her what they felt was done to that. You know, it was embarrassing all around. And so, I think they kind of overreacted and could have just said to her privately, that wasn't cool. And it was Ramona's fault, really. Yeah. They should be talking
she
to Ramona.
Everything. I agree. And I also think that in this case, Heather was getting more and more steamed up, like I said, because no one was agreeing with her. And like, she felt like she was like, are you serious? Am I talking to a wall? Like, guys, don't you see my perspective? Because I do see this perspective of like, okay, well, what if that guy, God forbid, like, could have jumped in bed with her.
Him at all.
Or took pictures, or who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, was the guy that pissed off that he wasn't going to have sex with Ramona that she felt like she had to leave?
Why?
Or did
Why
she
would
feel
she do
that she was that tempted to have sex with him? Because, I mean, the thing is, you can platonically sleep in the same bed together, and that way when, you know, Heather sees that you the next morning, she's like, okay, well, at least Ramona's in there with the guy. Then it's not such a shock than some random dude sleeping in there. How did he get there? How did this happen type of thing? And what's running through your mind that he's in there? Mm-hmm. Was he trying to get into our room last night and didn't? You know, that's where your mind kind of starts to play tricks on you.
Well, going into that, speaking of that, do you think Ramona slept with him? Or do you think this was just like, because I feel like if you did, wouldn't you stay in the bed? Unless she wanted to, unless this was literally like, because it seems like for some reason, every time they bring men home, none of that's on camera. I'm not saying, obviously, the stuff that happens in the bed would be on camera, but I'm saying just, like, bringing him in, going to the party, when they met them. All the stuff's never on camera. And so, Ramona, did, like, why would you walk downstairs unless you didn't want anybody to know?
That's what I have a sneaking suspicion. They definitely hooked up upstairs. That's why he was nude in the morning.
Right.
And she snuck away so that no one would know.
That's a good point.
It's what I think happened.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Because she's in denial of everything.
Oh, and like she's Bethany sharing a room with Sonia, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she would have had to hook up upstairs.
She couldn't hook up in the room with Sonia, which is why they went up to the extra bedroom.
And then she left him up there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's all coming together.
Very good. Now we're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. So this was the last day of the trip. As Dorinda said, I think this is like now, like, oh no, Carol, someone said like this is like the vacation needs to end now, basically.
Yeah. Like we need vacation from my vacation.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Sonia's just kind of laughing at the whole thing. She's like trying to preach. She's like, you know, when you bring men home, you never leave them. And like,
yeah. She had some good one-liners.
She should write a book on taking men home and like sneaking it.
She said something at some point that she was like, this is a lesson for you girls. You leave them out on the beach.
You always Ramona's very green to this right now.
She's green to the game.
She's green to the game. So funny.
It's like a wild sorority house.
It really is.
Turks and Caicos.
It really is.
No, wait, are you supposed to call it Turks and Caicos? Because at one point Luann said, we're in the Turks and Caicos. And I was like, do you call it
that? I never heard
that
Turks and Caicos in my life.
I've heard just Turks and Caicos.
But she's actually really intelligent and really educated, so I would go with her at the end of the day.
Miss Properite. Yeah. Maybe that's correct. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anywho.
Anyway, so then we have the next day, which was interesting. Carol and Bethany met again. Last time they met, Carol told Bethany she had a sex dream of her. Mm-hmm. This time they meet and they just have a regular tea time or whatever they had. But they, you know, of course, like every time a housewife meets another housewife after a fight, they rehash the fight for the person that wasn't there. So they did that. And then they talk about, Bethany brings up, she's like, I'm not even surprised about this whole thing because Ramona's already lying about her boobs. So it would make sense she's lying about the guy. So I'm like, okay, so maybe she did get her boobs done because Bethany's really adamant that she got her boobs done. They look great, though.
Ramona totally got her boobs
done. She got something
done. They're good. If she did or she got them lifted, they look really good. They look natural. At least she did it the right way.
Yeah, they look amazing. They look amazing. And
don't hate on it.
Then she says, you know, Dorinda was on her martini train regarding the fight with Heather, and because she wasn't there for that either, and does the amazing impersonation that we all died laughing. We watched it 5 times of Dorinda.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing I've ever seen in my life. Unbelievable.
It really was spot on.
And she said her justification for Dorinda getting aggravated was what again? It was something like
she had a nap. She doesn't nap.
No. Before Dorinda got there, Bethany was saying she understands why Dorinda gets all, like, pissed off.
I think she said it was something like when Dorinda's drinking, she'll listen to your stream of conversation, and then just one little thing she'll pick up on, and that's when she goes into,
don't you do that.
Right.
I'm not like that. We're not going there.
She's also got the
Bethany did it really she well did, with the slurring.
By the way, you did a really good job
with the slurring
too.
With the
slurring. Wow. Yeah, that was great. That was really
You're close.
Great. You are really close.
Don't you do that?
Yeah. You're getting better. Actually, you just did it a second time. And Dorinda came at that point, right? Did Dorinda show up? Yeah. Okay. I'm like, wait, because I can't even tell now. She did the impersonation so well. Did the real Dorinda actually show up? And did Dorinda have anything really to add to that conversation?
That she didn't get her nap, and she naps every day at 4 o'clock for 45 minutes, and it's an actual real nap. She takes her clothes off, gets into a nightgown, and does that. When she doesn't get her nap, and she gets cranky.
That's scary.
I mean, apparently, Carol thought it was a big enough deal that she was like, Dorinda's our new gangster. Like, Dorinda is rough and tough.
Blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah.
I really didn't think that, but she's catching me off guard. I really was on the Dorinda wagon. Like, I was like, yes,
me
Dorinda.
Too. I thought she was so reasonable. She's scaring me.
She's just a cool customer until she's not.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what did she say? Like, scorched earth? Like, I'm like a dragon and scorched earth. Like, she's
and she's like, and I will want you to die.
Yes. She's like, don't raise your sword to me, because I will raise my sword to you and kill you or something.
Yeah. Scary, I mean, like that.
I think I called it from the beginning and I said, y'all just take a second and let's get to know her a little bit more. Let's get into
this. Yeah, you're so right
just
about
because
that. You always say it.
And that was with Kristen, too, at the beginning. I felt like I was a little bit annoyed with her. And then I really ended up loving her.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And we all kind of talked about the fact that she's been really quiet this season. And we have heard rumors that she's not coming back next season and mm-hmm. stuff. And I don't think any of us are false in the why we like her, because when we met her, she was very vocal and very fun and gave her opinion here. I think she's being quiet on the show because she doesn't want to come off as loud-mouthed and stuff. And in all honesty, in my opinion, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. She may not stay on the show, but at least she's avoiding the drama, and I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Very true. Good point.
Yeah, her storyline in the first season was her marriage, and maybe she was like,
I'm not doing that again.
Like, not this year, yeah.
But I'm also not going to insert myself into every little fight just to ensure another season.
A la Ramona.
Yeah. That's pretty healthy thinking.
Yeah. Speaking of the threats, though, that we kind of just talked, like, she can't, whatever that threat thing that Dorinda said, what was it? I'll squish you, whatever.
Yeah, scorched earth.
Bethany kind of had her own with the ice pick thing. She was like, I'll use that glue on Kristen. I'll glue it shut, her mouth shut. And then she's like, with the ice pick. I forget what the ice pick. But I was like, whoa, you do not want to mess with the New York Housewives ever. Go to Orange County and mess with them. But don't mess with the New York Housewives. You may get away with it in Orange County. Definitely not with these girls. But she's upset. Obviously, Bethany's upset because she tells them about the situation where Kristen spoke to the media. To the press about her and said something that I actually didn't understand why she'd be so upset about, just because I it's not like something straight out like saying, oh, Bethany's this or that. It was like, don't judge a book by its cover. Everybody says that. I just think she's very sensitive right now with the press because she's dealing with so much with her. Is he already her ex-husband, or are they still?
No, Jason. Still fighting.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're still fighting. Yeah. So it's just a lot she's dealing with. So I think she would just rather have people not talk to the press. And I think Kristen was obviously when the next day, so, you know, next day we see Heather and Carol and Kristen working out. And then Carol, of course, as always, kind of is the messenger, tells, you know, Kristen that she's upset, that Bethany's upset about it. And it's like, Kristen was just like, yeah, I guess, like, you could tell immediately that she regretted it.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of like, yeah, I said it, but I said it this way. I just could tell immediately, like, this was not a person that was, like, 100% backing what she said mm-hmm. initially. And then she said later she had a drink when she talked to the press or something. So
I think she's, you know, okay with what she said. She just wishes she hadn't said anything about Bethany. Like, hadn't brought her up, period.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's some unspoken rule between all of them, or spoken, that they don't talk about each other in the press, and maybe Bethany felt that was violated.
Yeah. I don't think Kristen got the memo.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I think. I don't think Kristen really, maybe because she's newer, didn't really know that's how they all roll.
Right.
But to be fair, the journalist, of course you're going to ask, how is it with Bethany?
Of course you are. Yeah. What's she going to say?
Right.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Get the journalist you have to say so they can get the story.
Yeah. Right. I think she meant it in a really nice way. Like, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff going, you know, being said about her, and, like, that's not true. But she said it in a cliche way that was taken the wrong way.
I want to find the article because I didn't even hear of this when it came out.
We'll have to go back and see where it was.
Actually, it didn't spread around a lot. I didn't hear it. We would have heard something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It wasn't obviously too big of a deal at the end of the day. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the workout's pretty funny. I like watching the girls work out in every season, in every franchise of The Housewives. Mm-hmm. It's always funny.
Yeah.
And Carol's like very anti-working out. And the other girls
aren't.
She's
like, nothing hurts.
Yeah.
Everyone complains that their back hurts or their knee hurts or their hip hurts. She goes, nothing hurts.
So that's the key to it.
It's kind of true.
It's funny.
She kept going, let's take a break.
Yeah. That was funny. They all look so cute, so adorable.
Well, and that was the part of the show where I was surprised that Heather spoke up and said, you know, her life's very out of balance, Dorinda. That's what's going on here. Her life's very out of balance.
So yeah.
It was kind of like they're finally talking smack about Dorinda behind her back at a certain point. Like, it's finally come around to, well, let's talk about Dorinda. And now they're talking about Dorinda in the way that they talk about Sonia.
Yeah.
Like, well, she's drinking too much. She's having problems and drinking too much. And I thought, oh, God. Are we going to say that about every girl that has one too many cocktails?
Right.
Like, the show is about having one too many cocktails.
Right.
Come on.
But is there any other franchise other than this one where there are a pack of girls that do not fight with each other? Because are we ever going to see Kristen and Heather and Carol ever fight?
The three of them have a it's bond like a, or a true friendship that they're just not going to fight.
They must have taken an oath or something. Because I feel like every housewife would do that at the beginning anyway. They'd be like, we're never going to fight no matter what. But it's like, these girls, what other franchise? Do you know any other one?
I can't think of anything.
Everybody's fought with everybody at some point. These three never fight.
Even the family members from Jersey. Yes. They all ended up like, you know, not even speaking.
And even tonight, so the next scene is the jeans event. And during that, Luann takes... who does she take aside?
Heather.
Yes, thank you. Takes Heather aside and then mentions to her that Carol said, I wanted to give you a heads up that before we came into the bedroom. And then she's like, well, get Carol over here because I don't believe that. And then Carol denies it. Anybody else think that Carol was lying? Because I totally thought Carol was lying.
That
Carol did, because Carol was saying she did not apologize to Luann and say, hey, I was trying to give you a heads up that Heather was coming in.
So you think she did kind of apologize?
I think she did. I don't think Luann would make something up. I don't think she'd just make it up out of nowhere. Luann's smart enough not to do that, in my opinion. Okay. Carol's also smart enough to deny because she knows at the end of the day, which is kind of scary because you don't know when the cameras are on and when they're not on.
I think that the truth lies in the middle. I think she gently kind of gave her an I'm sorry, but she wasn't. It wasn't to the level that Luann was trying to make it seem.
Then why didn't she say that? I guess.
I mean, I felt like that's what Carol was explaining in her interview. And she was saying, like, you got it wrong, Luann.
Maybe she apologized, but she didn't stick up for Heather. Like, Luann saying, you know, she came in, or maybe she didn't throw Heather under the bus. And maybe Luann saying, well, she threw you under the bus saying that you barged in. Maybe she apologized, hey, we shouldn't have barged in. But she didn't say anything negative about Heather. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's
her. I just feel like Heather should have, if this was anybody else, Heather would have stuck to it a little bit longer and been like, you know, pushed, if it wasn't Carol, would push that person a little bit more and been like, did you do it or not? Like, it was very like, okay, I believe you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Those are how the arguments don't start, and those are how the arguments do start.
Right.
And you pick and choose when you want them to start and stop, I guess. So in this case, I just feel like, once again, there was a slight little opportunity for an argument, and they got over it quickly, I guess.
Well, I thought it was hilarious that almost every single housewife got dragged into it.
Except for Ramona.
Except for the one whose fault
it was. Well, when they finally drag her into it, it gets busted up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so quick to apologize. Yeah.
So quick to apologize. So did you feel like the entire time... So to recap this, guys, in order of how this happened, it starts with Heather and Luann, and they're discussing what happened, and, you know, Luann's really fired up, and Heather's really not fired up, and it's just a really weird imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carol comes over, and she defends herself, and then she defends the situation, defending Heather. And then they bring over, who comes over
Dorinda.
Next? Is Dorinda next?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dorinda's next. And then they're all calling Ramona over, and Ramona is like sitting there pretending she's texting or doing something on her phone. Maybe she's really texting, I don't know. But she's looking at her phone, like basically wanting to just get out immediately. They go to her, and before even the words come out of Luann's mouth, Ramona's like, I just want to say I'm so unbelievably sorry for what I did. And I'm like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's... I guess we'd be madder if she didn't apologize to her, though, right? Maybe she's being the bigger person.
Yeah. I think she's just trying to get out of trouble and not be in the hot seat.
She's caught. She was embarrassed. She was finally, all right, fine. I'll apologize for it. There's no way of getting out of it now at this point.
Right. Right. And it seems like just 2 seconds later, we have Luann and Heather getting back. You know, they're made up. Everything was kind of cool, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. And then it became uncool because of Dorinda.
Yeah.
What the heck was that? Can you guys please explain to me what your thoughts are on Dorinda placing herself into this argument?
She couldn't let it go either. She was like, had to like say little things when it seemed that it was finally calm. Dorinda couldn't let it go with Heather. She just doesn't like her.
It got back to the preaching versus teaching. Mm-hmm. That was her situation, was just saying, you're more preaching than you are teaching all of us.
It was ridiculous.
That is dumb.
It was so out of character for Dorinda. She wasn't even drinking.
No.
And we should just mention, obviously, the event, what the event was. They were, you know, they were doing the jeans and everything.
First Smile Train Charity, which does the cleft palates for $250. And that's how much these jeans typically cost, so they can auction them off and make some money for the kids to be able to do this. Really, really great charity.
Right.
Kristen's running and the diamond decorating party. So it was a really nice thing, and their jeans all turned out to be really cute.
I had a problem with Dorinda's.
I had a problem with Dorinda's too.
And they were young.
She glued the coasters.
Yeah. It was hilarious. I love Bethany's. Those looked adorable.
But they were all yummy jeans too. So Heather must have donated the jeans for all of them, which was really neat. Nice. And we were looking. You were looking up the price point. And they were between what, 80 and 130?
I think something like that. I saw some of them at like 80. Yeah. And then I have to say, I do.
And
own
you have a pair.
And I swear, when I do wear them, I get on this like. I swear, I don't get endorsed. I'm literally not lying about this. This is just me saying it. When I do wear them, I keep wearing them because I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear... Like, I'm the type that, like, likes to keep wearing whatever's comfortable. So when I do start wearing them, you'll see me in them every day. So they're super comfortable, I have to say. And they make your butt look great.
And great price point and still, like,
and no
affordable.
Camel toe, which is always a plus. No camel. I'm just saying. It's always keep the jeans that don't give you camel toe. Right. We do have to talk about Bethany and Kristen, though, after that really quickly. But overall... Dorinda has a serious, serious issue with Heather, and she needs to just come clean. There's something annoying her, and they always make up, and then they fight again. I don't understand what the problem is, but there's a serious problem.
I feel like they make up, and Dorinda doesn't really mean it. She
definitely.
Yeah,
because wasn't it last time, like 2 seconds after they made up, she was like, you're really gangster, girl. She's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, I was kidding. Are you mad? She's like, no, I'm okay. Like, but it was like,
it was
what?
Obvious, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think they're going to get into it at the reunion.
Oh, definitely.
Everything's just going to come out.
I don't know. Well, I hope we find out what our problem is. What Dorinda's
problem is. There's got to be something deeper rooted that maybe she has an issue with, and we just haven't found it yet, but it's... I mean,
she
we're
said she's
all confused.
Preaching. She said she preaches to people, and she doesn't like that. But it's like, what is that upsetting you about? Like, everybody kind of has that in them a little bit.
You're not going to keep going after that, like, time and time again. You're going to just get over it. No, well, this person does that, and so you just kind of let it go in when you're not the other. You just learn to ignore it.
Maybe she just wants to fight with someone for screen time, and she picks her as, like, the most...
She's more comfortable in front of the camera, you mean? Because she wasn't fighting in the beginning, and now she's fighting all the time. But also, it's like, the fight was over, and then she kept going and going and going.
Well, Dorinda said something when they were having their argument in Turks and Caicos. Dorinda said something like, you know what, we have something really beautiful and all this is messing it up. So I think she was referring to the fact that they have a genuine friendship outside of the show and that she felt like the show was messing it up. I'm not really, I don't know.
They're bringing out a side of somebody that they're normally not used to in their friendship.
But I also have my theory that Dorinda thinks she's better than Heather for some reason. It's something like, oh, my wealth is a little, you know, we're from the same area, but, you know, my wealth is now taking me up here for, you know, through marrying a wealthy man, I'm up here and she's younger than me. And, you know, I feel like Dorinda is defending herself against something kind of like, don't come after my spot. I don't know why.
Yeah. She definitely, I don't see her having a problem. I mean, Ramona is some very, very confrontational. People all have a problem with Ramona, but it seems like Dorinda never does. So it's like, what is Ramona doing right that Heather isn't in her head, I guess?
Yeah.
Because I think Ramona does a lot of agreeing with people, though, all the time.
Yeah. No, of course. And I think she's known Ramona for a long time. And Ramona has the biggest heart. I mean, she really does. But I'm saying in terms of, like, actions, if it aggravates you that someone preaches, according to her, would it aggravate you that someone, like, maybe meddles and or whatever? You know, why doesn't she get mad at stuff like that? I don't know. But you saw when Heather was, like, grabbing Dorinda and Dorinda was crying so much. And Dorinda had been drinking at that point in the beginning fight, in the first fight. You see that she, like, really wanted nothing to do with even, like, the apology that Heather was trying to give her. She was kind of just like, she would have went and stayed in the bathroom, I felt like. She wasn't even like, I want to even, she didn't want to hear her. It seemed that way. I wish we could figure it out. I don't understand it.
I don't know.
But quickly, we only have a few minutes. I want to talk about Bethany and Kristen's argument. Did you guys think that Bethany handled it well in going into Kristen at this event and talking to her about it? Because as she said, you should have called me or texted me when you saw this came out. I feel like the same happens, you know, Bethany should have waited and spoke about it another time.
Yeah, exactly. Both of their timing was off. Kristen should have called, texted right away and said, you're going to see this in the paper. I'm so sorry. But on the flip side, Bethany should know a time and a place. Don't bring it up here.
Yeah.
It was
unless
unnecessary.
Kristen didn't think she did anything wrong, which I think that's what her initial thought was. She didn't think she said anything wrong. When somebody says, hey, this bothered me, then... then she should have said, like, after the workout, maybe texted Bethany and said, hey, I didn't realize you were upset about this. I didn't think I did anything wrong, but I'm so sorry.
Mm. Well, she...
Then maybe Bethany wouldn't have brought it up at the party.
You said... But she did say... Kristen did say that when she saw the paper on that Sunday, she initially knew something wrong.
Yeah.
So, like, I think she... But, like, Bethany said, you should have texted me, but she's like, I'm not... I don't really feel that close to you. Right. I would feel super scared if I knew that Bethany doesn't really like me anyway, or she's like...
Right.
And then to be like, hey, I just want you to know, in case you didn't already see it, I said something horrible about you. I'm really sorry. Have a nice day. Like,
right.
I would have been, I could never, I yeah. would be so afraid.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, it's how do you expect enough. Krista to do that? Mm-hmm. So awkward.
Yeah, because Bethany's done nothing but foster this atmosphere of fear around mm-hmm. herself. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be friends with you and you should fear me kind of a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Kristen admits that and says, I didn't think we were that close to friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, which is kind of a little bit.
I liked her comeback line. She said, who said I wanted to be friends with you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, good for her for standing up for herself.
I think she's just over it. She's like, you know what? I really don't think that. I mean, Bethany has kind of given her mixed signals. Bethany has her clique, her small group of people she trusts. Rightfully so. She's now, like, you know, super wealthy all of a sudden, like, night and day. And, you know, she's obviously super famous. And she's got a lot going for her. So I can understand where she's a little bit, like, guarded. But she put herself in a vulnerable position going back on the show. So she has to be open-minded with these people. And I feel like sometimes she's not. And I don't know. There's some reasoning behind it. And then also there's just, like, you gotta find a way to do it. Mm-hmm. And be the bigger person. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Kristen said anything too terrible. But I can understand where Bethany's coming from. And mm-hmm. I think Kristen probably should have said nothing. Mm-hmm. But she obviously had a few drinks. And we all say stupid things sometimes. So whatever. It's not the worst thing that was ever said. That's for sure.
Yep.
And let's see. I think that's it, actually. Yeah. Do you guys have anything you wanted to add? Mm-mm. All right. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Is that the old predictions back now? Okay.
Yeah, it was different last week.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It was a very, like, short like a prediction. It was like, yeah. Prediction. Like, oh, okay.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Oh, there, now we have both.
Yeah, I like the old one.
Nine. I like the old one, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're now we're great. Ready.
Whatever, anyway. All right, starting with my loves.
I can't remember what happens in the promo.
That's all right.
We've got the charity event happening in the promo. We've got Bethany talking to her therapist. We also have Carol and Dorinda heading to London to get Carol's husband's urn.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I predict lots of bonding with Carol and Dorinda over being widows. And that'll be a nice, beautiful moment. And maybe she can find out a little bit why Dorinda hates Heather so much.
Yes. I hope she lets everybody know.
So. Prediction. Okay.
I know, right?
I recently read Carol's book, What Remains, and it's amazing.
Really?
Absolutely amazing. It's so good. Tweet me because I'm obsessed with this book and I'm obsessed with Carol.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really amazing and wonderful. So now that she's talking about him and she's talking about Carolyn and John, I feel like I know so much more about her and them and their relationship and their friendship. So I can't wait
for
next week.
You're so cute. I can't even tell you how much I love you. I just think isn't she just the cutest?
She's a love bug.
She's a love bug. You have the biggest heart. I don't know.
Guys.
I just love you.
Such a good spirit.
I don't even have a prediction, but I do really like you a lot. But I have a prediction that this is going to be another great episode because this season's amazing. And where can we find you all? On Twitter and everywhere, whatever.
You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
And you guys, this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, RONAY.
And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels, Periscope at Ashley Daniels, Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next week for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.